Hi, everyone, and welcome back to FilipinoPod101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 1. What have you been doing in the Philippines? Michael here.
Hello, I'm Erica.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use naki, plus a main verb to indicate that an action is carried out with other people. The conversation takes place at the gym.
It's between Mike and Jeff.
The speakers are close friends, so they'll be using informal Filipino. Okay, now let's listen to the conversation.
Uy, kumusta ka na? Pumunta ka raw sa Boracay?
Ah, oo.
Kumusta?
Sobrang saya.
Anong ginawa mo doon?
Nakisiyaw ako sa mga bata at nakikanta rin ako sa karaoke.
Balita ko nakilaro ka rin daw sa mga palaro doon?
Ah, oo. Pero hindi naman ako nanalo.
Ayos lang yun.
Salamat. Sa susunod, sama ka ha?
Sige, sa susunod, sasama ako.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Uy, kumusta ka na? Pumunta ka raw sa Boracay?
Hey, how are you? I heard you went to Boracay.
Ah, oo. Kumusta?
Ah, yes. How was it?
Sobrang saya.
It was really fun.
Anong ginawa mo doon?
What did you do there?
Nakisiyaw ako sa mga bata at nakikanta rin ako sa karaoke.
I danced with the kids and joined in singing at karaoke.
Balita ko nakilaro ka rin daw sa mga palaro doon.
I heard that you took part in the games too.
Ah, oo. Pero hindi naman ako nanalo.
Ah, yeah. But I didn't win.
Ayos lang yun.
That's alright.
Salamat. Sa susunod, sama ka ha?
Thanks. Next time you should come.
Sige. Sa susunod, sasama ako.
Sure. Next time I'll come. Erica, the Philippines is famous for its beaches, isn't it? It's a tropical country, after all.
That's right. Our listeners should know that one of the most famous beaches in the Philippines is Boracay. Boracay is in Calibo, which is in the province of Aklan.
That's the beach Jeff went to in the dialogue. Can you tell us more about it?
Well, Boracay is famous for its white sand beaches. Many foreign and local tourists head to Boracay during the summer season, which is from April to June. At Boracay, tourists can experience an array of fun and exciting aspects of Filipino culture through the many activities and events that are held there.
What activities would you recommend?
I'd suggest checking out the fire dances, acoustic serenades, banana boat rides, helmet diving, and tasting scrumptious Filipino cuisine. You can also buy good quality native souvenirs such as handmade crafts very cheaply in Boracay.
Those are some good tips, listeners. Okay. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
balita.
News, hearsay.
Balita. Balita.
Next we have
punta.
To go.
Punta. Punta.
Next we have
Dao, Rao.
I've heard. It is said.
Dao, Rao. Dao, Rao.
Next we have
Saya.
Fun, happiness.
Saya. Saya.
Next we have
Kanta.
To sing.
Kanta. Kanta.
Next we have
Laro.
To play.
Laro. Laro.
Next we have
Palaro.
Game, as in baseball or soccer game.
Pa-la-ro. Palaro.
Next we have
Manalo.
To win.
Ma na lo. manalo.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
dao or rao,
meaning I've heard. Let's start with an example.
Sure. Pumunta ka raw sa Boracay?
This means I heard you went to Boracay.
The first word, pumunta,
meaning went,
is a conjugation of the main verb punta,
which means to go. By adding the infix to the main verb, we are able to conjugate the past tense of the verb. How about the second word?
The pronoun ka, meaning you, is the doer of the action.
The next words are the main predicate of the sentence.
Right. First you have the adverb rao,
which indicates something you've heard.
The preposition sa comes next and is the place marker. And finally, you have the place name Boracay.
You'll use this adverb when you want to ask about something you heard someone has done through a third party, or want to confirm that what you heard is true. Is there any difference between the two versions?
Dao and rao are used to mark indirect connotations. Filipinos usually alternate between rao and dao freely, but some people prefer to use rao after a vowel and dao after a consonant. In the example, pumunta ka raw sa Boracay, rao was used instead of dao because of the vowel in sa.
Do you have any other useful information about this?
Well, we use a different pattern when we're using a noun instead of a pronoun. Here's an example with the pronoun. Kumain ka raw ng mangga,
meaning, I heard you ate a mango. And with a noun?
Kumain daw si Anna ng mangga.
I heard Anna ate a mango.
In the first case, we have past tense plus a pronoun, then rao plus the object. In the second, we have the verb in past tense plus dao, the noun determiner si, the noun, and finally, the object.
Listeners, you can find more details about this in the lesson notes. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Anong ginawa mo doon?
Meaning, what did you do there? Could you break it down for us?
The first word, anong, meaning what, is the shortened version of ano ang. The second word, ginawa, meaning done, is a conjugated form of the main verb, gawa,
which means do. By adding the infix in, you can conjugate the past tense of the verb.
The next word, mo, meaning you, is a pronoun that refers to the person the speaker is talking to. The last word, doon, is a preposition that refers to a place over there.
It implies a place that is currently far from where the speakers are. When would you use this sentence?
You use this key phrase when you want to ask what someone did at a particular place or event.
Listeners, note that it's assumed that both speakers have already established the place or event that is the subject of their conversation.
When we want to be polite, we simply insert the polite marker, po, into the phrase, and the phrase becomes, ano pong ginawa niyo doon? Notice that ano is used, not anong. This is because the article ang combined with po to make the word pong.
Is there a pattern we can rely on here?
The grammar pattern for asking someone what they did at a place or event is anong, meaning what, plus ginawa, meaning done. Then the pronoun or noun plus the place.
Can you give us another example?
Sure. For example, you can say, anong ginawa mo dito?
Which means, what did you do here? Now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn to express an action, indicating that you did it by joining other people.
We're going to talk about the prefix naki.
Erica, when and how do you use this prefix?
The prefix naki combines with the main verb to indicate that the speaker did the action by joining other people.
This means that other people have already started the action, and the speaker later joined them. It's only used to talk about actions in the past, right?
That's right.
Can you show us how to use it with the verb to eat?
Sure. To eat is kain. So, nakikain is a verb meaning joined others in eating. Another example is takbo,
meaning to run.
It becomes nakitakbo, meaning joined in running. In a sentence, verbs formed with the prefix naki can act like any other verb. They precede the noun that they modify in the passive form.
Remember that the passive form is the conversational form. In Filipino, the active form is rare and almost never used in conversations.
Right. The active form is pretty much only used in formal writing. It uses the pattern subject plus I plus verb, then the object or predicate.
Let's see some practical examples. First with the passive form.
Nakibili ako sa palengke.
Meaning, I joined in buying at the public market. And what would the same example be in the active, written form?
Ako ay nakibili sa palengke.
Also meaning, I joined in buying at the public market.
The pattern you use in conversations is naki plus main verb plus the pronoun or noun, then the object or predicate.
Aren't there some exceptions?
Naki verbs can also be used in the middle of the sentence in conversations. The position of the verb changes, but the meaning stays the same. However, note that when the action is negative or the sentence is indicating that an action wasn't performed, the verb using naki should always be in the middle of the sentence following the subject.
Can you give us an example?
Hindi siya nakisali sa palaro.
Meaning, he did not join in the games. This is a negative action, so the verb with the prefix can't be used at the beginning of the sentence. Listeners, for more examples, please be sure to check out the lesson notes.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Filipino on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Filipino Pod 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to filipinopod101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Salamat.
Uy, kumusta ka na? Pumunta ka raw sa Boracay?
Ah, oo.
Kumusta?
Sobrang saya.
Anong ginawa mo doon?
Nakisiyaw ako sa mga bata at nakikanta rin ako sa karaoke.
Balita ko nakilaro ka rin daw sa mga palaro doon?
Ah, oo. Pero hindi naman ako nanalo.
Ayos lang yun.
Salamat. Sa susunod, sama ka ha?
Sige, sa susunod, sasama ako.